Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, saints. How am I coming in? Give me a quick sound check. Hallelujah. 11 off the charts once again. Hallelujah. Good to see you all gathered together today to give y'all glory. Delve into the word. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. I pray all of you, each and every one of you, had a good feast, Feast of Yahweh, Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah, we sure did. Quite a few of the saints are recuperating. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Another great message that was delivered yesterday by Pastor. Amazing message. Amazing messages are coming forth. I guess the big question is, what are we doing with the messages, the word that is coming forth? Are we still continuing in our discontinued state, or are we continuing in our reinstituted heritage of Yahweh? There's quite a bit of things to ponder upon. Hallelujah. Excuse me. All right, saints. Praise Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this time. I really do thank the Father for this time. I'm going to take a minute and say a word of prayer. Those of you join with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for a glorious time together. Thank you for your word that has truly, in fact, helped us understand our position in you. Every time we do forget our position, thank you, Father, for the blood of the Lamb that reinstates us. Once again, bring us together in one-mindedness. This is what we need in this day and age. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let your word come forth. Give me the utterance that I need. Hallelujah. To bring forth your word. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Saints, I do thank the Father for this opportunity. What the Most High has put on my mind and the preparation that we need as the body of the King of Kings, hallelujah, the Lamb of Yah, is the fact that we need to identify the environment we're in, the environment we are in and have been groomed and brought up is, in fact, in carnal America. Some of us are exempted. You know, those of us that are born and brought up overseas have a little different upbringing. Nevertheless, our nature has always shone forth as carnal. And so, saints, the sooner we identify this nature of ours, this fallen nature of ours, the outcome, the sooner we identify this, the outcome will be amazing. If we just simply realize Romans, the book of Romans is a perfect testament of us coming to the conclusion that we have, in fact, this old man nature. And it's sad because we are in, most of us are in America, that are surrounded by institutions that constantly say that we really don't need any instructions. I love the fact that Pastor put that out there yesterday. Instead of using too much of the word law, using the word instructions really brings us to that that mindset where, wow, we are surrounded by institutions that say that the instructions have been done away with. No wonder we're dealing with a lot of reprobate mindset. No wonder we're dealing with a performance that has no drive, a performance that has really no motivation, a performance that does not have the initiative to press toward the spiritual mark. Hallelujah. When you look at the word carnal, you look at it in the Strong's, it comes from the word sarx. In the Latin Vulgate, is called carnalis. And this word sarx is solely focused on that which is pertaining to flesh, bodily, temporal, or animal, unregenerate, carnal, fleshly. So it has to do a lot with having the nature of flesh under the control of the animal appetites. Under the control of the animal appetites. We're going to do some reading here. And wait till my system boots up. We're going to do some reading. Let's go into Romans 7. Romans 7. chapter 7, verse 14. In other words, this nature, and we see this among a lot of people that are not awakened. The spirit man is not awakened. You can see that they're governed by a mere human nature. Okay, it's not by the spirit of Yah whatsoever. This is solely, again, going back to the previous mention, it's under the control of the animal appetites. There is no real governor in place, no real medium in place that can get them to understand the operation of the spirit man. They're completely dead to the quickening of the spirit. And we'll read Romans 7:14 says, "For we know that the law is spiritual." We know the instructions as a beautiful replacement. Using the word instruction, I really, really light bulb come on when Pastor touched on that word. We know that the instruction is spiritual, but I am carnal. See, our nature is carnal. This is why in America mainly, so much of the budget, so much of the money, so much of loans go toward stores that have to do with convenience. Because why? It caters to the carnal man. But I am carnal, sold under sin. All right? I am carnal, sold under sin. So there is a sense that we must have as far as purchasing is concerned. Have we been purchased by the blood of the Lamb? Or do we still want to wallow in our carnality? Because we are going to be, we're going to stay in the subjected state, sold under sin. So there's a few things to think about, saints. I want to take this slow, because I strongly believe, saints, I so strongly believe that the reason our performance in the faith that we're in struggles, and no man is, no man is off the hook when it comes to this. All of us are striving, but if we can just do a pulse check and recognize this carnal behavior that leans toward the human nature, that leans heavily towards the base physical desires of man, okay? Not just the, we all have the basic physical desires. We're not talking about that. We're talking about something inordinate, okay? We're talking about more inordinate nature, and we're going to delve into a little bit of that. Why is this word carnal have to do a lot? Why does it have a lot of negative connotation? That is the biggest identification that is being made here. Sarkikos, pertaining to the flesh. All right, the original word from the Strong's Concordance. Sarkikos. All right, fleshly, carnal, earthly. All right, just mind being so earthly. That's what Apostle Shaul helped us understand throughout the episodes dealing with the church in Corinth, the assembly in Corinth. The consensus that he has arrived at with the assembly dealing with the all the inordinate nature that the members, that the brethren and the assembly of Corinth were portraying, were that they were still very fleshly. All right. He says, you are yet carnal, especially in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He says, you are yet carnal. Okay, that means their fleshly tendencies, their attitude, their behavior toward being malicious, toward being, let me show you, you know, what I can kind of show off about, what I can kind of, you know, let me throw my weight around and show you what I'm, you know, what I am all about. And that is, these are all base physical portrayal of this carnal nature that we're talking about. All right. Again, we looked at the word sarx, from the Greek 4561, so strictly to do with flesh, pertaining to the flesh. And also, we can also put the word in material things. There are many that are driven toward just materialism. And coming out of Christianity, we understand that quite a few of us have fled from prosperity gospel. All right, prosperity gospel, what is the main consensus in that? Is that because of your materialism, because of what you have, this therefore shows forth your spirituality. All right, that is what a lot of them believe. All right, so we're going to touch on a few passages. The next one we're going to read is touch on 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Starting one and on. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's just focus on verse 3. Yes. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you. There you go. There are the operative words right there, saints. There are a few of the operative words right there. Okay? What? For whereas there is among you envying. Pastor touched on this yesterday. Envying. Strife. And a lot of times we're so focused, you know, yesterday's message was talking about envying among sisters. But this is across the board. This is the body of Christ. There's still among us envying, still among us strife, all right, and divisions. So therefore, are you not carnal and walk as men? Men in the sense of, still dead. You're still dead. You have not been quickened. You have not been. You don't have the Holy Spirit. This is a stark difference. When the disciples were going house to house, they were identified as new creatures in Christ because of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? This is what made one stand apart from those that just walked as men. Now understand, the Corinthian society, the culture in Corinth at that time had to do with a lot of promiscuous behavior among both men and women. So this was actually also going on in the assembly. For example, 1 Corinthians 5, he pretty much calls out a serious wicked act going on and compels that particular brother to be thrown out of the assembly with the hopes of repentance, and bringing forth fruit and coming to his right senses. Anyways, there's a lot to talk about, but we're gonna talk about some of the basic things, and I believe that there is foundational issues here. There are a lot of fundamental things that need to be talked about. You know, there's a question. There are a lot of questions. What is a carnal mind? you know, and it's so easy. I mean, the funniest thing is brethren walk around as if their carnal minds or the carnal nature is not vividly seen. All right, that's the funniest thing. In fact, I had a brother during the feast come up to me, and he was like, "Elder, so what do I do? I mean, do I just, you know, I see this going on in Israel, and I'm not going to go into too much detail." In other words, he's coming to me as a prefect already. All right, this is the funniest thing, and this brother is just simply carnal, puffed up, because his main thing was, well, you know, I see these things going on in Israel, like as if he's talking to me like as if he knows the trends in Israel, and he's coming to me, he's giving me a trends assessment, the trends, this is what I see, and therefore, what is my take? I said, why do you want to know my take? What state are you from? Which elder do you fall up under? Why are you coming to me? So, in other words, I put this brother in check right quick, because first of all, you're out of order to come to me when you're supposed to be subjected to another elder. And I mean, I'll contain myself. I let this brother know, listen, you're out of order. You need to go right back to your elder, because I already know, he doesn't realize that, but I already know that you got issues with your elder. I already know that. Okay? I already know that you got beef with your elder, your chain of command. Okay, that's how we speak in the military. You know, here you got a problem with your chain of command, but you coming over here trying to get me, trying to sow discord, in other words, what you're trying to do. You don't need to know my opinion. You really don't. You're carnal as hell. You don't want to know my opinion. Because guess what? I'm going to tell you exactly what the word says. And I'm going to send you back to your unit. I'm going to send you back to your battalion, your platoon, your squad, whatever the case be. How far are you from this particular elder? Oh, yeah, I'm about, you know, yeah, okay. But you're over here in the feast, during the Feast of Yahweh, what was supposed to be celebrating, asking me a dumbass question like that, and trying to get, you know, you don't need to know my Eastern perspective. You don't. None of the saints need to know my Eastern perspective. Guess what? Because I subject myself to this Eastern book. A lot of your Eastern answers, ask your Eastern focused questions to your elder. We will see if you really truly have submitted yourself to what Yahweh has in order. This is why I have to talk about carnal ass America. Why I have to talk about carnal ass America is because this America is the most filthiest nation in the entire world. Why I can say that is because I've lived around the world. Most of you cannot say that. But what I can say is that the love of Yah is lacking because the fear of Yah is lacking. And therefore, you're going to remain carnal as hell. And this is, again, saints, this has to do with one immature-ass brother who is pretending like he got all the answers. Walking around, you know, you got your beard, you got your Hebrew garb on. Why? Why? When inwardly you have to have a serious circumcision, and now you're walking around like as if you got your ABCs together, your P's and Q's, your I's dotted, your T's crossed. Why? Why walk around like a deceiver? And this is another thing that we identified during this feast is religious spirits. You know what's funny? Here is a country, here is a nation that boasts itself to be a Christian nation. Okay, all right. You know, what a deception. Christian, using Christ as the operative word of this movement. All right, what a filthy orgy-driven nation. Okay? I mean, when you look at the statistics, I did a study today on, been doing a little bit of study because it's been resonating in my spirit how carnal Israel is, how carnal as hell we are. Even still, we're so carnal. And that's why we can't even swallow the milk that has been given. Forget the heavy meat that's coming forth. We're going to set the meat entree and course aside. We're going to set the food aside and just ponder upon the milk. And we can't even swallow the milk because they feel like spikes and rocks and stones as we swallow them because we're out of order. Israel is out of order. And there is so much, you know, we walk around as if we have a holy behavior, holy manner. You know, we X out communication as if we don't need to communicate with our authorities. You know, a lot of times you don't even need to see. I know I talk a lot about the military upbringing, okay? A military training, military discipline, things of that nature. And saints, let me honestly tell you, you don't really need a military background. You don't. That's not a prerequisite. What is a prerequisite, saints? We can get this into our soul. Is a deep desire for the Father and His Holy Spirit, His Spirit, because the only thing that's going to keep us comforted, and give us the counsel we need, because the Father is going to let His ways be known to His, and His people are the people that His name is put upon. His name is put upon not only the place, His name, his signature. That's what signature is. It's put upon His portion. All right? We are His inheritance. Those of us that behave accordingly, those of us that have the understanding to be lovely to one another. Okay? To speak praiseworthy things. Those of us that have this behavior, we already know that this is Yahweh's people in motion. All right? But the contrary of these are the ones that still have envying. Okay? Those that are still domineering. Those that are still control freaks. Those that are still puffed up. Vainly puffed up, thinking that you can try to control something that you is completely out of your control. Who are you? Who put you in authority to possibly question authority? All right. So there are a lot of things to be thinking about. All right. There's so much carnality among us is the reason why the fruit. I mean, that's the funny thing is the pastor brought this to our attention too. You know, there are many things that have not been repented of. Even when we think that we have repented, there is still a base, a strong base physical desire towards inwards, towards fighting with somebody. Okay? There's still a lot of hate. It's interesting how a lot of us still cannot get past what a certain brother or a certain sister has done. We are so you know, oftentimes I love it when our shepherd, our pastor, reminds us we need to be tender. We need to be tender-hearted. We need to be tender-hearted toward one another. Because if we're tender-hearted toward one another, we would love mercy. We would walk justly. We would walk humbly. We would just be a just people. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Father. We really truly need to snap out of our carnal nature. You know, the carnal mindedness. You know, in order to receive solid food, there's so much solid food coming forth, but see, here's the thing. We cannot process. A lot of us are still going back to the puree or to the milk version of the word. Mainly because there are many things that we haven't dealt with, the love towards the carnal nature. There's still a lot of affinity towards that. If there wasn't an affinity towards that, there would be a performance. There would be harmony. There would be open communication. There would be transparency. You know, I remember years ago, Pastor mentioning, you know, and I know that he gets it directly from the Word. You know, as it says, even in the Apocrypha. It says clearly in the Apocrypha, now that you have come to the way, be ready for what? Temptations. Be ready to get offended. Be ready to get, emotional, all the wrong emotions. Be ready. Be ready to either display it or have the strength to fight it off. Have the strength to cast it down. All right? For the weapons of our warfare are what? Are not carnal. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yah to the pulling down of what? Of strongholds. So there are all these strongholds, and we dealt with some of them as we had the deliverance workshops. There are a lot of strongholds in the way. It's preventing us from getting into a solid, more concrete state, a concrete performance, a concrete output, a concrete outcome. Why isn't there that performance in this journey of faith? Why? Because we're still dealing, when we have these issues with our brothers and sisters, we are still dealing as if our warfare is to that particular brother or that particular sister. Instead of identifying that it is the enemy at work through that brother, through that sister, okay, and not coming to the recognition of the fact that Christ spoiled these principalities and powers. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them, okay, has defeated Satan. See, that's the biggest lie that gets sold to us day in and day out. What is that? Is the fact that we are defeated. Judah, you ain't defeated. We're defeated. And that's what gets sold to us by Satan. And that's why we cannot join hands. You know what I've seen since I have come to the faith? I have not been leery in joining hands and accomplishing something in Israel. I'm mainly talking about business proposals. I'm not talking about, I'm just talking about ventures. I'm talking about saints coming together. You know, oftentimes I encourage saints, you know, be self-sufficient. If the Father has blessed you in a particular trade, if He's given you a skill set, hone in on that. That is a skill that the Father has given you. Don't hide it. Don't tuck it away. That's a talent the Father has given you. If you're faithful in a little, He'll enlarge your boundaries. He will enlarge your steps. He will grant you favor in the eyes of the heathen. He will. I'm a living testimony of it. A living testament of it. I mean, if anyone wants to check my references, go talk to the business individuals that are over me. Yeah, they're over me. I have business individuals that are owners and authorities that are over me that I subject myself to, and we have good business transactions. So, as a leader, servant in Israel, I encourage brothers to in fact, get real. Don't hold yourself back in that carnal mindset. Well, you know, what's in it for me? Well, yeah, there is something in it for you, but if you go into it as if, you know, oh, well, you know, I ain't going to do this because I want the whole pie. I want it all. Well, there you go. That's envying in work. That's you just being around the corner from strife. Okay? And division down the road. Because every man in this carnal America I've seen, okay, surrounded by institutions, everybody wants their podium. Everybody's got, oh, you know, let me teach this stuff because, you know, I can do it better than you. You need to just shut up and sit down. Let me show you the way. And blind leading the blind, this country has the worst statistics. And the problem is, we're still in contractual agreement in this captivity with a lot of these dumbasses that are still hooked up in erroneous teaching. And we're still in contractual agreement with a lot of that stuff. And we have no sense of actually detaching from that. And this is something that Elder Donnie and I were really trying to do this among the brethren here in Israel, encouraging saints to be self-sufficient. Because my biggest argument is when push comes to shove and you got factories and employment agencies, avenues, being nitpicky about their standards, what if, like I've said this before, what if there are companies out there that and this becomes the rule of law across the board that mandates vaccinations? See, I deal with this in the military all the time. Mandates vaccinations, and 99% of the vaccinations have porcine in it, which is unclean. Now you have to put that into your system. And here we have not developed any sort of camaraderie among us as brethren because there's still a lot of carnal nature. What is that carnal nature? It's fear. It's fear. We're dealing with the principality of fear, and everybody wants to be in control. We're supposed to have the fear of Yah, which brings forth love, as the Apocrypha says. The fear of Yah is the beginning of what? Beginning of love. And as I've been teaching the saints lately, is you understand what the fear of Yah is. It brings forth wisdom. Hallelujah. It brings forth a sound mind. For what? Yah has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Sound mind, love. Hallelujah. I mean, these are the things, these are our attributes that we're supposed to display. It's of spirit. This is the fear of Yah is what helps us tap into the spiritual man, saints. Fear of Yah. What is the fear of Yah? Let's delve into that. Like I said, I won't be long today. I won't be long today, but I am, you know, my sincere desire as a leader, as a servant, that's what I am. I'm a servant leader, just like Yahshua. But that's all we, all of us need to be. End of the day, we're all servants. All of us have a role. My sincere desire is to see Yah's order reinstated, Yah's image glorified, Yah's headship receive the honor it needs to receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there's quite a lot of things to ponder upon, saints. Let me give you let me bring to the forefront some of the sickening statistics I have seen or I have come across about carnal America. Okay, listen to this, saints. In 2012, our Department of Homeland Security, this is DHS, Department of Homeland Security report that was released in January 2012, this is what it says, that if you are an anti-abortionist, you are a terrorist. Ponder upon that for a minute. And this is the land we live in. And these are the laws. You know, the whole scenario that the Maccabean families had to deal with is going to be all over again, saints. It's going to become a reality either in our lifetime or in the lifetime of the children. So there must be a seed that is left behind. What is that seed? Yahshua himself, a real willing love for the agenda of the King of Kings. He is coming back for a bride that is prepared, that a bride that is so in love, not only with itself, but also to the master. So that is the fundamental belief that needs to be in place in order for Yahshua's return to reclaim his bride. Okay, that's just one statistic that I just read. A Department of Homeland Security report that was released in January 2012 says that if you are an anti-abortionist, you are a what? You are a potential terrorist. You are a terrorist. All right? Now, we know this as far as talking about the subject of abortion. Some abortion clinics have been caught selling aborted baby parts to medical researchers. We know that. And we know that this industry, the Planned Parenthood industry, is growing leaps and bounds, because that's one of the main things that Obama said back in 2008, that he will make sure that the Planned Parenthood is carefully funded, properly funded, and adequately funded. Check this out. I also came across the founder of Planned Parenthood. What she says, the most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. I mean, so this is what this country, this carnal America, it stands for. All right. So this is the sickening. This is as I said this morning, this is a petri dish. All right, this America is nothing but a petri dish of infection, demonic, serious demonic infestation. I mean you can one. It doesn't take much, but it for me, I can see. You know, I grew up overseas where I can tell, I came to the conclusion that, wow, this is serious, sinful activity going on. This is overseas. And as a boy, I remember saying that, I want to flee this and possibly find a place that glorifies Christ. Lo and behold, the Father gives us an opportunity to come to the land of the free, home of the brave, only to find out that this is the very country that creates such sinful passages into these nations around the world. For we know that carnal America has been, in fact, funding abortion industry in China. Okay. All right. So a few other statistics we're going to read, and we're going to take a quick break and come back with a little bit more of the word. Oh, earlier I was talking about the military, right? Listen to this military statistic. And I see this all the time. One of the biggest things that I myself am licensed and able to do is sexual assault prevention and things of that nature. All right, check this out. The number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military is at an all-time high, and the majority of them are male on male. During 2012. More than 85,000 military veterans were formally treated for sexual abuse that they suffered while serving in the U.S. military. All right? A few more things. That's why I told you, I mentioned earlier, having some sort of military background is not a prerequisite, but it helps. But you understand that even in carnal America, whether you're brought up in a disciplined environment or not, like I said, this is a petri dish. America is a petri dish for filth. The STDs, I'm not even going to go into STDs. The grave numbers of STDs are between the ages of 15 and 24, saints, in this sick country, in the sick carnal America. Okay, and obviously another service that I perform constantly, a branch of service that I perform is. It has to do in the Department of Suicide. Check this statistic out. According to one study, 22 military veterans kill themselves in the U.S. every single day. America, obviously, I'm going to keep going on, saints. The statistics in this country is horrible. We're not even going to talk about the sex offenders in this country. You know, now they have the whole system set up where you all you got to do is Google it and show you all the sex offenders in a 5 mile radius, 10 mile radius, et cetera, et cetera. But check this out: America has the highest incarceration rate and the largest total prison population in the entire world. By a wide margin. We know what this country did to the native people, right? Why I bring that up is on the has to do with the alcohol abuse. In America today, there are 60 million people that abuse alcohol, and there are 22 million people that use illegal drugs. So that's just some of the statistics, Saints, as far as that has to do with this country. I mean, this country is not leading in any righteous thing, believe it or not. Because the main thing, there's this big talk about all over the world, America, is taking the gospel to the most remote areas of the world. Oh, please. No, you are Christianizing those tribal villages. As Teacher Shane, I hear him saying, paganization of this entire world. You're confusing, causing a serious confusion in this entire world. Anyways, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back, Saints. Hallelujah, and we'll meditate on a little bit more of trying to identify our own behaviors so that we can actually have a distaste. And the pastor said not too long ago about a distaste that we must have toward not only the old man, the nature of the old man, but as far as sin is concerned, period. All right. So I'm going to take a quick ministry break and I shall return. Hallelujah.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Bless you, Saints. Hallelujah. Welcome back. Welcome back. Hallelujah. Yes. So as we were talking about carnal America, dealing with the word carnal, sarkikos, fleshly, carnal, quick recap, behavior which is typical of human nature, all right? Part of you that really truly needs to perish. There is that's the old man that Apostle Shaul keeps referring to in the book of Romans. The nature of the flesh, the nature that is driven to having this affinity to base, as we talked about, base physical desires. I think I might do a continuation to this study because there's a lot of things to think about, the carnal mind versus spiritual mind. Because we truly are, we're truly called to a higher ground, especially what the Father is doing through pastor and leadership. There shouldn't be any doubts. I mean, there shouldn't be any accusing spirit still lingering, causing people to question the Father's work, because there's still a lot of things found wanting. And as I mentioned earlier, there's, as we say in the military, there was this one, I can't remember the general's name, but he would always say, you're stuck on stupid. And that's what a lot of us are still depicting. We still have issues just swallowing the milk. We still got issues when it just comes to being babes. The desire of a father to see that little baby grow and develop into a position of maturity, a position of displaying the greatness of Yah. Hallelujah. Yahshua manifested in the flesh. Yahweh is, in fact, manifested in flesh is Yahshua. So, and the pastor touched on that, dispelling that confusion. There's a lot of confusion these institutions have, in fact, brought upon Yahweh's people. And it's high time to dispel that. And I strongly believe that a spirit of offense and a spirit of offense and all this stumbling block and all this stupidity that's still going on among us has to do with things that have been taught by the carnal institution, taught by carnal America. And it has to be, driven out of it. This is a residue that needs to be scraped out of us. But first and foremost, it needs to be identified. This carnal nature must be identified. This sick human behavior needs to be identified. And saints, the soul of man, it's what gets put into it. Okay, it's what it is. It's this huge computer, if you may, in order to understand this. What, in fact, is going into the intellect of man? What is, in fact, going into the emotion of man? How is that emotion nurtured to, in fact, produce good emotions? I mean, so there's a lot of identifying the sick human behavior, correcting it, because it's already been taught. As Pastor mentioned earlier too, this is all learned behavior. Envy is a learned behavior, striving, trying to fight with your fellow brother. It's a fallen nature, but still it's a learned behavior. It's taught. It's been taught down the generations. Okay? Satan obviously had to plant it somewhere along the way. And you see Cain murdering his brother Habel, and you see the progression of this distasteful behavior And it just keeps getting worse and worse. And here we are in the 21st century, and we're seeing what this has left. Oh, and also here's another statistic. And I, like I said, I'm gonna touch on this statistic. I had to pull this up because we're talking about marriage. You know, this entire book is about marriage. We just got done celebrating Yahweh's love, okay, upon his people. All right, it was a marriage feast we just celebrated. Yahweh's feast, a feast of tabernacles. He tabernacled with us. Hallelujah. We're all tabernacles of Christ. But here's the thing. I mean, are we, what are we putting into? Again, it goes back to what I said earlier, the soul of man. What is being inputted into the emotion, the intellect, and the psyche of man? What is being put in is, and exactly the output, what's coming out. Because if you're still fleshly, there's still going to be all these wicked nature in you, and thus you know, walking like the nations. Okay? You know, as it says in Romans 8, for those who are according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So where is the priority when it comes to spiritual matters, spiritual things? Well, here's a statistic that I want to talk about, and then I'll close the episode here. United States, believe it or not, saints, is Continental America leads the world as far as divorce rates concerned. 4.9, in other words, 5 per 1,000 people. And I know this is an older statistic, but I know the numbers are much higher. But nevertheless, my point being, United States is a leading country in this act of marrying, divorcing. It's just chaos. Second one that leads it is Puerto Rico, which is an extension of United States, in other words, because they've been pillaging Puerto Rico for how long? And then in line is Russia. Then goes on to United Kingdom, Denmark, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Finland, Barbados. All right, Guadalupe. And it was interesting because I'm going down the line here, and I can't see one country from the east until I get down to the 12th, and it says Qatar. And the reason being, Qatar is the most richest. It's, you know, I mean, it surpassed UAE, not the Arab Emirates, in as far as its affluence. All right, and thereby, of course, the more surplus you have, right? Exactly happened during the wilderness journey, when the food was available, when all the provisions were available. What happened? Complaining and murmuring. In wars, fighting, given into marriage, divorce. This type of nonsense and stupidity that was going on among Yahweh's people, even in the wilderness. And I'm going down the list here on this countries compared, all right, divorce rate statistic. After Qatar, Q-A-T-A-R. I don't know how you all pronounce it, but we call it Qatar. Anyways, Portugal, number 13, Albania, number 14, Tunisia, okay, Singapore, and I understand, okay, I understand Singapore, okay, an eastern country is here in among, you know, again, why Singapore? Singapore, even when I was back in the Middle East, was known to be a very, very affluent country, Singapore, and on you can go, saints. But you know, the point being, how carnal America, this country has taught the entire world to be rebellious, to be just a country that, like I called earlier, petri dish of nothing but stinketh in Yahweh's nostrils. That's all this country puts out. You know, all the betrayal, all the sick sin depravity that goes on in this country. It leads the entire world. There is nothing righteous that this country teaches. In fact, it takes the righteous things of the Father and pollutes it. And that's why I was talking about the institutions. They take the unadulterated word. They take the pure word. They take the sincere. All right? What is sincere? What is holy? And they pollute it. Romans 2, I'll meditate on this and we'll close. I'll come back to Carnal America again, the Carnal America 2, part 2 coming up soon. Hallelujah. Romans 12, it says, do not be conformed to this world. We know what is in this world, saints. Per John 2:16, it says, right? 1 John 2:16, what does it say? For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Is it from the Father? It's from this world. Says Romans 12, says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that what? You can prove what the will of Yah is, which is what? Good and acceptable and perfect. And this is the stepping stone to being that spiritual man, putting away the filth of the flesh, transitioning into the spiritual mindedness that we ought to have. All right, says, I'm going to stop there. We'll pick back up on the subject, on this topic, and have a little bit more discussion. I'm going to talk a little, I'll read a little bit more statistic. And those of you who are interested, go and read some of the statistics of this sin-sick country. I mean, it's pretty sad. There's nothing to boast about. And this has to happen because this country has got to be brought down. I mean, Yah only knows what's getting ready to happen on this election coming up this next week. And Trump keeps calling it rigged, rigged, rigged. I mean, it's interesting. We haven't really had any running, presidents, candidates that have been nominated even calling it rigged. I can't remember. Ron Paul, he mentioned here and there, but that was, I think, after the fact he had run. He had run the campaign and, you know, he kind of fizzled off. And a few years later, he brought it to the attention of the American people that it was rigged. But it's interesting how this guy, candidate Trump, is really truly bringing that to the forefront. And it all goes to what goes through my mind is simply he is bringing forth, he's calling, in other words, he's indirectly calling the American people to revolt, indirectly calling the people, calling about or bringing about a revolution, a movement, a revolution in this country. And pastors touched on it. He says it's around the corner. That is the only way we can, see somewhat of a true justice, somewhat of a realignment of, proper integrity that needs to be seen among men. But then again, we all know that it won't. And this has all got to come. It all has all got to come to a complete destruction. And we know through the history of man has always been self-destructive, and thus we will see Yahweh's wrath poured upon the wicked. Bless you, saints. Hallelujah. Keep the faith. Subject yourself to to the ones that you all need to subject yourselves to. As I mentioned about that scenario about that one particular brother, such examples shouldn't exist. We need to humble ourselves to leadership Yahweh has over us and not grieve him, not vex him. You know, I always think twice, and even if ever there comes to a point where there is a vexing, there's got to be a serious remorse, a serious making it right, you know, a serious humility. And that, you know, and someone like myself brought up in the East, I can tell you right now, American people, it's not in their system to be humble. It really, truly isn't, saints. We don't even have a posture. You know, it was taught to me very clearly early on in life, childhood stages, to approach the elderly with a humble posture. You know, never have your legs up in the air while the elderly is in the room. Who has heard about that custom? Nobody. No, I don't think any American come forth and say, oh, yeah, what are you talking about? You look like a weirdo telling me something like that. Yeah, it's a serious custom. We don't have our legs up in the air while elders are walking into the room. You know, in other words, we were circumspect people. You know, we were brought up to be careful. You know, there's a level of carefulness needed. And, you know, upbringing helps to combat carnality. It's helped me. But really, truly, we're going to identify this next time when I get an opportunity. We're going to talk a little bit more about the carnal nature of man, identifying it, really bringing about a distaste in all of us. We still need a serious distaste. I mean, and as Pastor mentioned, you know, wait till all these conveniences were done away with. We'll see how truly carnal we are, or how truly spiritually minded we are. Take away electricity. We'll see how we behave. You know, I mean, we have a lot of modern day conveniences, and we don't know how to live without it. I mean, you won't believe it. 1 week of hunkering down in tents, you're going to see how many people are, oh, man, I didn't sleep good, you know, all this murmuring and complaining. And so it just clearly says how conformed we are to this, the ways of this world, to the societies of this world. Whether you're from the East, whether you're from the West, we're so molded into that dye of the world, D-Y-E, of the world. We are so, like, fitted. And so that's the fitting that's got to break apart and be grafted, a true grafting to Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Bless you, saints. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for... Brother Steve says, can you elaborate on the feet in the air? Well, brother, let me simply put this. All right. So, for example, say there's a lot of you, many of you have living rooms where you have a coffee table, right? A coffee table in the center of the living room, and you got sort of like a lazy boy that butts up to it or kind of sits close to the coffee table. You have your legs up in the air. You have your legs kind of you know, set on the coffee table. And you know, I don't know if you all remember when before we were sent to Afghanistan, you know, we were taught that we should never show the bottom of your feet, the sole of your feet, S-O-L-E, of your feet to a villager or a particular Afghani, because that is considered disrespectful in their tradition. Of the five people groups that dwell in Afghanistan, whether you are a Hazara, whether you're a Pashtun, or whether you are you know, a Dari speaking northerner, whatever the case be, you are to keep your damn feet. You have to keep your legs down, keep your feet down. In other words, you know, when you sit down, the preference is just sitting down, right? They call it over here sitting down Indian style. I didn't know that till I come here. That was normal for us to just sit down. And that's why I say Westerners don't have that mannerism to, in fact, even sit down. I mean, as one time Pastor said, I mean, we're Americans. We sit up. We sit on chairs. You know, we are a comfort-driven people, man. We love our comforts. We love our modern-day conveniences. As the pastor said, that you strip that away from the Hebrew people, we will really truly see how spiritually minded Hebrew people really truly are. I mean, it's so easy for us to be showing forth our spirituality, you know, spiritualizing everything. But, you know, really truly, we are carnal. Because if we are not carnal, why are we showing ourselves to be all spiritual? Because true spiritual mindedness is a function, as Pastor says. It's a mannerism. It's a mode of thought, a mode of action, mode of living. I mean, we see it in function how spiritually minded we are. It's a true circumcision. And so I hope I elaborated that. Just like keeping your elbows off the table. Well, the British really emphasize big on elbows off the table. It's not so much in the Eastern culture. We didn't see really elbows off the table, but mainly it's a feet. Here's the thing about feet. One way to understand that. In the passages in the gospel accounts, we see how the lady that was redeemed, she comes and she sits at the feet of Jesus, right? And she is there's a thing about the Eastern culture, saints, we need to understand, is that the feet is the most lowest part you could base yourself to. Okay, so those of us groomed in the West, we don't understand. For example, here's an example I can say. When younger individual approaches an older father, older mother, prostrating yourself towards them, lowering yourself to them, and touching their feet is like can I receive a blessing from you? That's what is in nonverbal communication. So feet is a big thing, and you see that in the account of Ruth and Boaz. Where does she park herself? She parks herself at the feet of Boaz. In other words, she is humbling herself, which American people don't have. They don't even understand what humbling themselves is. Okay, it's a posture, it's a tone, it's a lot of things. We don't have that. We don't have that here in the West. I'm telling you right now, we don't. We don't. You know, I love it when I have conversations with Elder Becker, for example. He has a tone of voice that he and I communicate in. You know, it's a tone of voice. He already is a soft-spoken elder, but to actually receive that to me, that is like when I speak to him. I believe myself. I count myself sitting with a man from the East who is, you know, it's a blessed atmosphere. This man is like releasing blessing onto me. Okay. Many of you will not understand what I'm saying till you understand what humbling yourself to an elder means. Okay. Does that mean that carnal, I'm not struggling with carnal? No, we are all struggling with carnal tendencies, that carnal nature, that old man nature, that animalistic, base physical desires that needs to be null and void in our lives in order for the spirit man to, thrive. Okay. Hallelujah. I pray that brought a little bit of clarification. remember, the feet, okay, is a big thing in the East, okay? Lowering yourself, there's a reason why that sister lowered herself to the feet of Yahshua. It's not only seen as, I'm asking you for forgiveness. It's also a place of blessing. Okay. And so, hallelujah, saints, bless you. Thank you for keeping me longer, Brother Steve. Bless you. I love you. I love you, saints. I pray that you continue to stay focused. I'll touch base with you, Brother Steve, also on the website too. Love you and thank you for the services that each and every one of you render, both monetarily to the work of the Father here. And I can attest to you, saints, there is no place in the U.S. That is like unto this ministry. And I myself growing, I'm growing, I'm developing in the way, in the faith. Keep the faith, fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one of you that have joined and gathered to somehow understand not only the environment that we are in, Carnal America, but also to detach ourselves, to have a serious distaste toward sin nature and the evil workings of the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Bless you. Love you. Hallelujah. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there and, be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.